आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम निशित कुमार। द हेडलाइंस। इंडिया अनाउंसेस फाइनेंशियल सपोर्ट ऑफ 10,000 करोड़ रुपीज टू भूटान ओवर द नेक्स्ट 5 ईयर्स। बोथ कंट्रीज अग्री टू कोऑपरेट ऑन इश्यूज रिलेटिंग टू नेशनल इंटरेस्ट्स। CBSE disaffiliates 20 schools for engaging in malpractices. In Russia, over 60 people killed and more than 100 injured after gunmen opened fire at concert hall near Moscow. ISIS claims responsibility for the attack. India condemns terror attack. In badminton, Kidambi Srikanth storms into the men's singles semi-final of the Swiss Open at Basel. And in IPL cricket, Chennai Super Kings beat Royal Challengers Bangalore by 6 wickets in the opening match of the tournament in Chennai. And now the news in detail. India will provide financial support of 10,000 crore rupees to Bhutan over the next 5 years. Prime Minister Narendra Modi made the announcement in Thimphu yesterday on the first day of his two-day state visit to Bhutan. Mr. Modi assured Bhutan's top leadership that India will stand by the Himalayan Kingdom in its quest for development, and their unique bilateral ties would create avenues for greater cooperation in connectivity, infrastructure, trade and energy sectors.
Bharat ne 2047 तक विकसित देश बनने का लक्ष्य तय किया है, वहीं भूटान ने 2034 तक हाई इनकम देश बनने का लक्ष्य रखा है। आपके इस लक्ष्य को पूर्ण करने के लिए बीबी यानी ब्रांड भूटान और भूटान बिलीव दोनों को सफल बनाने के लिए भारत हर कदम पर आपके साथ खड़ा है।
The two countries exchanged several MOUs and signed agreements in the field of energy, trade, digital connectivity, space and agriculture, and finalized the MOU on establishment of rail links between the two nations. Informing about Prime Minister's economic aid to Bhutan, Foreign Secretary Vinay Mohan Quatra said the assistance also includes India's support to Bhutan's economic stimulus package.
India-Bhutan relationship from this ongoing state visit of Prime Minister was the announcement by the Prime Minister that the Government of India will be supporting the 13th five-year plan of Bhutan to the tune of rupees 10,000 crores. This assistance also includes India's support for Bhutan's economic stimulus package.
Yesterday, Prime Minister Modi was conferred with Bhutan's highest civilian decoration, the Order of the Druk Gyalpo, by King of Bhutan Jigme Khesar Namgyel Wangchuk in a ceremony in Thimphu. Prime Minister Modi is the first foreign leader to be given this prestigious award. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said that the award was an honor bestowed on 1.4 billion people of Bharat and a testament to the special and unique ties between the two countries. The citation of the order states that the award recognizes Prime Minister Modi's personal accomplishments and leadership and his contributions to strengthen the bond of friendship between India and Bhutan. It also honors India's rise as a global power under his leadership and celebrates Bhutan's special bond with India. Prime Minister Modi called on the King of Bhutan and held talks with Prime Minister Shering Tobgay. Mr. Modi and his Bhutanese counterpart reviewed the entire gamut of India-Bhutan friendship and agreed to boost the developmental partnership as well as deepen cultural linkages. Prime Minister Modi said the MOUs and agreements will add momentum to India-Bhutan relations. A joint statement on the state visit of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to Bhutan said the two countries have agreed to continue close coordination and cooperation with each other on issues relating to national interests. The statement said India and Bhutan will continue to expand clean energy partnership in the sectors of hydropower, solar and green hydrogen, and jointly develop new projects to enhance energy security in the region. It welcomed the joint vision statement on India-Bhutan energy partnership. Both nations agreed to pursue a transformative partnership, including promoting connectivity through rail links, roads, air, waterways, trade infrastructure for seamless cross-border movement of goods and services, economic as well as digital connectivity. Prime Minister Modi inaugurated the Gyalswen Jetson Pema Mother and Child Hospital in Thimphu a short while ago. The state-of-the-art hospital has been built with the assistance of the Government of India. Bhutan Prime Minister Shering Tobgay was also present on the occasion. Delhi Chief Minister and Aam Aadmi Party leader Arvind Kejriwal was sent to Enforcement Directorate's custody till the 28th of March by the Rouse Avenue Court in Delhi yesterday in connection with the excise policy case. The Enforcement Directorate ED said that the AAP leader was directly involved in framing the now withdrawn liquor policy. The Delhi Chief Minister was produced before the court following his arrest by the ED on Thursday night. The arrest came hours after the Delhi High Court denied any interim protection from arrest to the AAP chief in connection with the summons issued to him by the agency in the liquor policy-linked money laundering case. Earlier in the day, Mr. Kejriwal withdrew his plea from the Supreme Court against the arrest by the ED in the case. It came hours after the Apex Court denied any relief to Bharat Rashtra Samiti BRS leader K. Kavita. She was arrested in the same case last week. Meanwhile, the BJP has said that the mastermind of liquor scam in the national capital is finally in the custody of the law after Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal was sent to Enforcement Directorate custody. Briefing media in New Delhi, senior party leader and union minister Smriti Irani hit out at Mr. Kejriwal, accusing him of misusing administrative machinery for corruption. She said the country has seen how a person who sits on a constitutional post and cites honesty defines corruption. On the other hand, AAP leader and Delhi chief and Delhi minister Atishi said Mr. Kejriwal will remain as the chief minister. She said no constitutional provisions requires him to resign. She added that the entire Delhi cabinet is intact and each department is functioning efficiently. Following the arrest of the Delhi Chief Minister, the opposition has sought Election Commission's interference. An all-party opposition delegation which met with the poll body yesterday said that they had presented evidences of agencies' alleged misuse against the opposition. The Election Commission has appointed new district magistrates for four districts of West Bengal. The poll body had ordered the transfer of district magistrates of Purba Medinipur, Jhargram, Purba Bardhaman and Birbhum districts ahead of the Lok Sabha elections. The Central Election Committee of the Bharatiya Janata Party is scheduled to meet at the party headquarters in New Delhi today to give its nod to candidates for the Lok Sabha polls. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, BJP National President JP Nadda, Home Minister Amit Shah will attend the meeting along with members of the committee and office bearers from states. In Madhya Pradesh, the Lok Sabha elections for 29 seats will be held in four phases. Various materials worth more than 14 crore 22 lakh rupees have been seized so far by the police and other enforcement agencies in the state in connection with the general elections. Our correspondent has the details.
In Madhya Pradesh, voting will be conducted by women polling personnel at 3,500 polling stations in Madhya Pradesh. Chief Electoral Officer Anupam Rajan informed that the entire polling team deployed at these polling stations will be of women only.
3,500 matdan kendra hain, mahilaon ke dwara sanchalit. Socha adhik se adhik prayas ye hoga ki aur bhi badhaye. Isi tarah se 250 matdan kendra divyang sathiyon ke dwara sanchalit hain. Lok Sabha nirvachan mein lagbhag 5.5 lakh karmchari hamare lagenge.
In Madhya Pradesh, the voting process for the first phase will be completed on 19 April, while for the second phase on 26 April, for the third phase on 7th May, and for the fourth and final phase will be complete on 13th May. The result of all phases of counting will be declared on 4th June. More than 5 crore 63 lakh 60 thousand voters of the state will exercise their franchise in the election. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024 Special Program on General Elections.
Every evening at 7 and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities.
Insights from regions and constituencies.
Experts' opinion and analysis.
In the world's largest festival of democracy,
stay tuned for Lok Prasarak ke saath Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, has disaffiliated 20 schools for engaging in malpractices. The board has disaffiliated 5 schools from Delhi alone. A notification by the CBSE said the stringent action was taken after discrepancies were found in adherence to affiliation and examination norms during surprise inspections by the board. CBSE also said that these schools were committing various malpractices or presenting dummy students, ineligible candidates, and were not maintaining records properly. In Russia, over 60 people were killed and more than 145 injured when gunmen opened fire inside a popular concert hall near capital Moscow last night. Russian state media TASS reported that three armed men opened fire inside the Crocus City Hall concert venue on the outskirts of Moscow. A large fire has engulfed the roof of the complex and Russian special forces have been deployed to the scene. A SWAT team was called to the area and more than 70 ambulance teams and doctors were assisting victims. The United States said it is working to find out more about the situation and Ukraine has denied any involvement in the attack. Islamic State group ISIS has claimed responsibility for the attack. However, the group did not provide evidence to support the claim. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has strongly condemned the heinous terrorist attack in Moscow. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "Our thoughts and prayers are with the families of the victims." Mr. Modi said, "India stands in solidarity with the government and the people of the Russian Federation in this hour of grief." The nation is paying tributes to freedom fighters Bhagat Singh, Rajguru and Sukhdev on their martyrdom day today. On this day in 1931, the revolutionary leaders were hanged to death by the British rulers in Lahore for their activities against the empire. They were hanged a day before the scheduled date of execution. A number of programs have been organized in Punjab and across the country to mark the day. We have a report.
Fairs will be organized every year on the pyres of martyrs. This will be their last race. On these lines, special martyrdom functions are being organized at Bhagat Singh's native village, Khatkar Kalan in Shaheed Bhagat Singh Nagar district and National Martyrdom Memorial at Husainiwala in Firozpur district of Punjab. Salutes to these brave freedom fighters who became immortal for the country. Sheshu Sharma Shantal, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
In badminton, India's Kidambi Srikanth stormed into the men's singles semi-finals of Swiss Open tournament at Basel in Switzerland last night. Srikanth brushed past Li Xiaohao of Chinese Taipei 21-10, 21-14 in quarterfinals last evening. He will take on Lin Chun-Yi of Chinese Taipei tonight for a place in the final. However, in the other quarterfinals, Priyanshu Rajawat and Kiran George lost to their opponents. And in cricket, in the inaugural match of the 17th edition of the Indian Premier League IPL, defending champion Chennai Super Kings beat Royal Challengers Bangalore by 6 wickets in Chennai last night. Chasing a target of 174 runs, Chennai Super Kings overhauled the target with 6 wickets in hand and 8 balls to spare. Earlier, opting to bat first, Royal Challengers Bangalore posted 173 for 6 in the stipulated 20 overs. The tournament kicked off with a star-studded opening ceremony at the M.H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai. Today, Punjab Kings will take on Delhi Capitals in Mohali at 3:30 p.m. while Kolkata Knight Riders will face Sunrisers Hyderabad in Kolkata at 7:30 p.m. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Saira Mujtaba.
Thank you, Richard. Prime Minister Narendra Modi decorated with Bhutan's highest civilian award. Order of the Drukgyal Po is the cover page story in the Pioneer. Enforcement Directorate gets 6-day custody of Kejriwal, says he is the kingpin, is the top story carried by all leading dailies. BJP, BJD to go solo in Orissa as talks to forge alliance fail, says the Hindu. High Court of Allahabad nixes UP Madarsa Act, says violates secularism, according to the Times of India. Gunmen attack concert venue near Moscow, casualties feared, say all the leading dailies. Rupee slips to all-time low of 83.43 against the US dollar is the front-page story in the Economic Times. Maldives turns to India for debt relief is the cover-page story in the Tribune. And finally, 37-year-old Simon Harris is set to become Ireland's youngest Prime Minister, says the Asian Age. And with that, it's back to you, Nishit.
Thank you, Saira. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India announces financial support of 10,000 crore rupees to Bhutan over the next 5 years. Both countries agree to cooperate on issues relating to national interests. CBSE disaffiliates 20 schools for engaging in malpractices. In Russia, over 60 people killed and more than 100 injured after gunmen opened fire at concert hall near Moscow. ISIS claims responsibility for the attack. India condemns the terror attack. In badminton, Kidambi Srikanth storms into the men's singles semi-final of the Swiss Open at Basel. And in IPL cricket, Chennai Super Kings beat Royal Challengers Bangalore by 6 wickets in the opening match of the tournament in Chennai. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.